Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 3 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 30th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 11¾ cents at 738. May wheat up 13 cents at 1027¼. May beans up 21 cents at 1664. The corn closed about a dime, almost 11 cents off of its highs. The wheat was down 14 cents off its highs, and the beans were down about 19 cents off of its highs, 20 cents off of the highs out here. So it wasn't nearly as strong as we could have seen here from the early hour of trading. The crude oil is really what put us higher here early. When we walked in, crude oil was up about $4 a barrel. It broke $2. We've come back about $1 since then. But these higher grain prices today, as much a function of the war continuing, the Russians not even close to signing a peace agreement. In fact, they're stepping up attacks around Ukraine, a direct U-turn from what they were saying yesterday about moving back some of their troops and, just more Russian lies out here. So the world is just trying to see where this war is going to go. We've obviously got the reports tomorrow. The average guess on corn acres is 92 million. That's down 1.35 million acres from last year. 88.8 on the beans. That's up about 1.6 from last year. And wheat at 47.76. That's up about a million acres from last year. Plus, we have the stocks number. They're looking for bigger corn stocks, bigger bean stocks, and smaller wheat stocks. So there are a lot of things going for the trade tomorrow, plus the export sales in the morning. Export sales are looking for 550 on wheat, 950 on corn, beans 1.25. All kind of on the light side, if that's what shows up here tomorrow. Again, I believe that the world is seeing Russian grain, Ukrainian grain, make it into the marketplace. Where there's a will, there's a way. So I don't see that the sanctions, they're doing some good. They're making it tough on people and making it more expensive. But they're going to get wheat and corn out. And, to what extent, nobody really knows. But tomorrow's going to be about two things, obviously. Number one, the reports. And number two, where we are in terms of any peace talks, or if the war is getting worse. I think that'll be a function of what the crude oil is going to show. If crude oil is up another $4 or $5 a barrel when we open in the morning, then I think we're going to see higher prices. If crude oil is down $4 or $5, then I think we'll be under some pressure. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.